Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
A pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program presented to you, as always, by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Thursday. Quite a bit of stuff to get out here today on the program. We're going to hear in a little bit from Jennifer Green, the Director of Public Health from App Healthcare. We posed some questions to Jen in kind of a game-like format called Commonly Asked Questions, and they relate somewhat to some of the new guidance thrown out by North Carolina yesterday, the Phase 2 extension, as well as the face coverings guidelines. We're going to pose this as a different way to get the information out and really kind of going through the internet over the last few days and finding some of the questions that came up more frequently and pose those to our Director of Public Health here in Watauga, Allegheny, and Ashe Counties to try to get some answers for you, because these things were, again, out there in some abundance. So we kind of made that a little game format. We're going to have a snippet of that. This is part of the interview that you may have heard last night or watched last night on our Keep Boone Healthy Facebook page. So this is a part that was particularly relevant we wanted to bring you today. Also, we want to thank all of you that participated in the Re-Energize Watauga live concert over the weekend, raised close to $15,000 in that one shot. Now that we've got all of the money finally coming in, and we got a chance to catch up during the show with John Cooper, who was the chair of the Appalachian Theater Committee, the group that got that beautiful facility revitalized and reshaped and ready for us as community members to hopefully get to walk back in there once again. Sounds like we're going to have to wait a few more weeks, but we got a chance to catch up with John mid-concert to kind of get his thoughts on what the theater means to the community and how they've been impacted by all of this. So you'll hear that here in a few moments as well. So sit back, relax. You've got a great edition of Mind Your Business coming your way today here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you, as always, by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. As I mentioned before the break, Jennifer Green, Director of Public Health from App Healthcare, joining us on the program to talk about some commonly asked questions. And again, a lot of these topics coming up with North Carolina extending Phase 2 until July 17th. The face coverings now mandatory throughout the state. It does take some of the confusion away as to what communities are abiding by those guidelines and which way. There is now uniformity across the state. Hopefully that will be helpful. But we wanted to pose Jen some questions that we found on the internet to be asked by multiple parties. These things kept coming up over and over again. So we thought, what better way to get the answers to those questions than just simply ask the expert? So that's what we get to here in our new game called Commonly Asked Questions, as found on the internet. So buckle up. We have no way of knowing where this is going. Okay. One of those commonly asked questions or things that has been posed out there has been, I heard that somebody at Business X tested positive for COVID-19. What is the health department's response to that scenario? If you found out somebody was positive that worked at a particular business, what steps do you take and when, or do you take any, depending on the situation?
So I will say we get notified when someone has a positive result. If a business owner notifies us, or if they are a positive case and they have residents in our area. So we get notified in multiple ways, but our first step is to do a case investigation. It's really important to know that we take our role of notifying the public very seriously. Part of what we want to make sure we do is not unintentionally target a messaging that would be harmful to a business. People can have COVID-19 and be picking it up from a lot of different places. We know that community transmission is certainly occurring. And so we want to be sensitive to that. So you may not see us put something out about X business having this employee. And that's because we don't want there to be any unintended consequence that could cause harm to a business because of that. So Yeah.
And I guess to further that, if let's say that X business did have an employee that had tested positive, and there were people that through your investigation were found to have been exposed for the proper period of time to that person, they would be contacted separately, right?
They would be. And we would work closely between the person who's a positive case and sometimes the employer itself to make sure that we've isolated and quarantined people effectively, and that they know that they have a role in helping us make sure that people are complying with that. You know, we don't want anyone not being truthful, and sometimes that can happen. So we do try to work carefully both with the positive case to identify contacts and contact them directly. You know, now we have multiple ways of getting in contact with folks. Once we find out their information, we can do that through a phone call initially, but they can also get a text message and or an email if they'd like, if that's easier for them moving forward.
And kind of a sub question to the game, it's our game, so we can make up the rules. If in, we'll ask it in the form of to maintain an integrity of the game, of course. It's the I heard that employer X had somebody have a fever when they checked in for work and they just sent them home. So the question would be, what is App Healthcare's guidance for an employer that does have somebody show up at the workplace that is exhibiting COVID symptoms?
So it's important to take action if someone has got symptoms. And I will say a fever is certainly concerning because could be COVID-19, could be other things that could be spreading in the workplace. So sending them home is certainly the right thing to do. Also, keep in mind that people can have milder symptoms with COVID-19. So sad to say it, but sometimes, you know, having a headache that won't go away, nasal congestion, a runny nose, or just feeling kind of crummy. Those kinds of things, we want people to be tested. And so encouraging someone to be tested, linking them to testing locations. Certainly we have multiple places in Watauga County where you can get tested. And that would be a good thing for an employer to do. And you can call us if you have questions. We have people ready to take your call and answer your questions.
All right. The final question here for our game, we'll move on to a new topic, but it does involve testing. And the question reads something like, I went to get a COVID test at the local drugstore that is now offering COVID tests. And I know there were at least 10 other people getting them. But when I saw the number of cases updated for the day, it was less than 10. So can you again go over how or what kinds of locations are you getting that that test data from where you're able to see those negative tests come back, and what kind of businesses or what's the circumstance around people not necessarily reporting both the positives and negatives right now?
So typically there is an electronic notification system with labs. So when someone gets a test, there's a laboratory report that goes from that lab where the sample was taken at that provider to a state system that we use to run a report that would tell us the number of positive cases. Just as of last night, we were able to see a report to show us the total number of tests conducted that we believe are electronically reported. Typically, that's been reported at a state level, and we haven't been able to pull that data at a county level. But the main thing to take away is the lab result gets reported. So I'll tell you, you know, if you're looking for a day to take off of work, and it's not a good way to get out of work because we can verify if your employer, you know, calls us, and we certainly want to make sure we're protecting health information, but sad to say, we've had a few people try to pull one over and fake a result. So know that there is a process to confirm a positive case. So we try our best to make sure that we confirm a positive case before we take further action. And that's really the way we do it. It's this electronic reporting system that allows us very tight access to our staff to be able to know who's got a positive result. It usually takes a couple of days for things to show up. So you may go get your test today and we may not know about it until a little bit later, in the week.
And that brings up a good side question there too. I know that Boone Drug has mentioned some things that they're going to be doing differently with different kinds of tests. Have you seen that change much, the diversity in the types of tests that are available here in Watauga County and the High Country? And do you expect that to get better with time?
Yeah, I think that's a really good opportunity, and I'm glad that they're jumping in to help with that. The rapid test, just like you would have a flu test, is what we're seeing really talked about more. It's an antigen test, and the main thing to know about it is it's got a lot of ability to help us have a quick answer if you are positive. It does have some more room for a false negative, though. So if you do have a rapid test, we are certainly recommending that there is a follow-up molecular test that takes a couple of days to confirm that you are actually negative and or positive. We certainly would treat a positive result in a rapid test as a presumptive positive. Something that has, we've got one test on the market, I believe, that's got emergency use authorization from the FDA, and that we're seeing more providers looking into that, and I think including us, to try to have another tool in our toolbox really be able to identify that quickly. So I think that's, we're going to see more of that. Still not a whole lot on antibody tests yet. We know that a lot of people have questions about that. We'll see that continue to be something that is evaluated as the literature, you know, gives us more information about how to best use that. You know, right now, if you get an antibody test and you test positive that you've been exposed to COVID-19, it really doesn't tell us a whole lot. We don't know that that's a ticket to immunity. And that's really the key.
We appreciate you allowing us to take a little bit of a lighter approach to asking some very important and difficult questions to Jen Green. And we appreciate her willingness to answer them here as well. We'll take a break. We are coming back with more of Mind Your Business right after this here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber. As we were talking earlier, close to $15,000 raised this past weekend in the Re-Energize Watauga Live event held at the Appalachian Theater. Four great bands, a lot of great fundraising for businesses that need it here in this community. Those funds go into the Re-Energize Watauga local loan program that can help Watauga County businesses gain access to funds at a time that they need them the most. John Cooper was instrumental in making sure that this event came together. He was the first one to suggest the theater as a destination for an event like this. The Appalachian Theater crew quickly sprung into action, and we had a great event back on Saturday evening at the theater. So John spent some time with us mid-set to give thoughts about kind of where the theater is right now, how this pandemic has impacted them, and ultimately what he feels like a community theater can do for a community that needs a place to gather and heal during these uncertain times.
We have been able to sit inside Appalachian Theater tonight and listen to just fantastic music, and it makes people long to get back in the building again. How has this maybe served as maybe a potential gateway for getting music and getting people back in here once again?
Well, I think that we have this wonderful virtual concert tonight that's been put on, and a lot of volunteers have helped. Wayne Sumner's been amazing with what he has done, but it just shows that we can provide the kind of entertainment in this wonderful venue. It's such a great sound venue, and it's just beautiful inside, and so we're delighted that we could do this with the Chamber tonight.
You know, you've been a part of the business community for a long enough time to know that when people in this community come together, generally good things happen. So you mentioned Wayne Sumner from JSA, Danny Wilcox from Appalachian Mountain Brewery, the theater staff, so many people coming together like this in times of need. That seems to be where Boone in the High Country is their strongest. Would you agree?
Absolutely. This is an amazing community that responds to whatever the need is. There's so many wonderful nonprofits. I think probably highest nonprofit per capita of any place in this country.
So with that said, how important do you feel like events like this are to give nonprofit foundations and other groups creative ways to try to raise money at a time where people need to be creative when they're trying to raise money?
Well, I think this is a wonderful opportunity, and we're open to that. We have a wonderful technical crew, and we're able to put on productions, whether it be a live concert, live auction. We're here to serve the community, and we're open to many, many more virtual events here until we can get open to the public.
You know, 40 years ago when you and your family moved up here and opened the Mass General store back up in Valley Cruces, you, from that moment, put an incredible amount of your company's stock into supporting this community. How has this anniversary year and that very deep rooted tradition within your company helped you all respond to this as well? Because I'm sure there's probably a good feeling that comes from Mass General Store still being able to contribute to help people at such a critical time like we're seeing right now.
Well, I wish we could do more at this critical time, but we were hurt quite a bit by the pandemic. We kind of fell into what we've called a donut hole. We weren't eligible for the payroll protection plan because we didn't qualify as a small business. So we've had to really struggle to get back open and keep going. But we intend to fully reach out and support the community any way we can.
And from a corporate standpoint, again, with your business connections, how much do you feel like that is almost a responsibility of businesses that are trying to do well by their community to find those ways to connect, whether it's monetary donations, whether it's expertise in helping people get through events or what have you? I mean, you guys help people in other ways other than just, supporting them financially. There's a lot of goodwill that comes in other ways, too.
Well, I think this community kind of sets a tone for that to be done by corporate citizens, and we've just responded in a way that we felt was appropriate, and so many other businesses have responded in a way, and that's why this event, the Reenergize Watauga, is so important to help those businesses that have helped this community be a wonderful place to live, work, and to enjoy the kind of entertainment we're bringing tonight.
You know, we talked earlier this evening about you opening the new store in Roanoke, and every time that you go to a Mass General store outside of Boone in the High Country, you're immediately transformed back to Boone in the High Country. How does that work? How do you create the ambiance of what you've had for 40 years in Valley Cruces in Greenville, South Carolina, Knoxville, Tennessee, and now Roanoke?
Well, we have somebody that's really good at design and creating a store in old buildings. And he's worked for us since back in the 80s. He worked at the Boone store when he first came to Boone. And we call him the store whisperer, and he kind of breathes life back into the stores. And he does it in a way that's different and unique in every store. He takes kind of the heritage of that city. And in Roanoke, he created a store that reflects their history, the railroad history of Roanoke. And it's kind of an amazing story. I was just, when I first saw it, and it was this week, was the first time I'd been able to be there. It's just a beautiful store and well done. And we have a wonderful staff of hopefully creates their own family within that store. And we like to think of ourselves not as a chain, but as a family of stores, because each store kind of looks out for their own employees, and they look out for the community, giving back.
Do the floors creak there?
Floors creak, absolutely. They have to creak.
That's right. That's part of the setup for sure. Final question for you, and you kind of alluded to it just a second ago. When you talk about family and the importance of staff and the safety of staff, you and your team have put such an amazing amount of time into making sure that in your reopening plan, staff not only felt safe, but they had the opportunity to provide feedback. If you were giving advice to another business that's trying to figure out how to get their doors open and do it as responsible as possible, what would you say to them based on your own experience?
Well, you have to listen to your staff. You have to listen to your customers. You have to do what's right. And I think I can't take any credit for how it's been handled, but we have done things in a way that we think is the best way forward in this kind of pandemic to really put safety first.
Well, we are talking as a band is playing, so I'm going to let you get back to that. But thank you for everything that you've done with this theater. It's a crown jewel of our downtown. It's great to be back in here again.
Thank you, David. Thank you for what the Chamber has done in response. I'm just really amazed at what you have done in response to this pandemic. You've really been on top of it and been there guiding and helping everybody. Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Again, thanks to John Cooper for spending some time with us, and thanks to you for listening to this installment of the program. Mind Your Business, brought to you each week by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. We'll be right back here again, same time, same place next week on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.